This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a spectacular Tuesday, and man, we have quite a show for you tonight. We are going to discuss, well, the different value systems of men who voted for Trump versus women who voted for Harris as an NBC poll out. And we're going to discuss the building blocks of a society, so on and so forth. We'll talk some more about crime, the communists who are dug in throughout our system. I can't decide who I hate more, the Chuck Schumer types or the Jasmine Crockett types. Communists lie about everything at all times. All that, so much more, a bunch of emails coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. First, I want to begin here. A society. A successful society. Now what is it? Let's stop for a second. What do we mean when we say successful? What is the purpose of a society? What is the purpose of living in a country? A city, a town, a tiny village, no matter what country you're in. Why come together with other people? Why don't you just live by yourself? Why would you come together and live with other people? For the protection and collective prosperity society provides. That's why you come together with other people. Together, we can look after one another, care for one another. And together, when we come together, we can prosper more. You know, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, that kind of that way of thinking. That's the purpose of society, of human beings coming together. And if we have to put too fine a point on it, although I guess it's kind of where we're going here, that's how men and women get to meet each other. And when they meet each other, they tend to like each other. And when they like each other, they get married and they make babies and they start families. And that's how society continues and grows. That's why we come together as a society. And to determine whether or not your society is healthy and prosperous or will be healthy and prosperous, really there's a very simple metric. Did you know that? It's not GDP, taxes, Republican, Democrat, left, right. Story after story after story throughout history proves that healthy societies that will last a long time are societies with strong, stable nuclear families. Let me pause before I go on here. You have your own life to live. So do I. And we will all have different callings in life. Maybe your calling is not to have a family or start a family. Not to have a wife, not to have a husband, children. And you know what's wrong with that? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Some people have different people have different paths. I'm talking about society as a whole. So if any part of what I'm about to say offends you, don't send me an email because I don't care. Let's move on. In order to determine whether a society will remain strong and prosperous and continue on throughout the generations, you will have a society, no matter the government, no matter what else, where men marry women, they stay married, and they make babies. Men marry women, stay married, and make babies. That in and of itself, that is the building block of a healthy society, the foundation. For those who maybe aren't construction inclined, you ever have any new development, new buildings being built in your area? And eventually you'll drive by and there'll be a big concrete slab you see there, normally with some piping sticking out of it. You know what I'm talking about. You've driven by it. You've seen what I'm talking about. What is that? That is the foundation. It's not just concrete. It's full of rebar. It's full of everything else. Why do they overbuild the foundation? Because it's everything. Every other thing that goes on that building, the walls, the windows, the bathroom, the bottom floor, the top floor, all of it rests on that foundation. And if that foundation is weak, if that foundation breaks apart, it doesn't matter how great the windows are. You could have spared no expense. They will break. They will crumble. The building itself will fall. The foundation is everything. The foundation, the building block, the base of every single society without exception is a strong family. This comes in different forms, but a strong family. And what I just said is widely known, talked about, and written about for all of known human history. Again, different religions, different places on earth, different time periods will approach this in different ways, maybe ways that you find bad or horrific, but they all knew it was the case. All of them. Men need to get with women and they need to make babies and raise them. Period. That's how you build a strong society. The United States of America was founded by Christian people seeking freedom, mainly religious freedom, but also a chance to make it. Different sects of Christianity, like we've talked about many times before, but they were all generally, they generally had that belief system. And for most of the history of this country, that has led to strong families, men marrying women and making babies. No, that's not at all universal. Maybe that wasn't your history. But that's been the basis of our society. And that is what has made us so strong and prosperous. You know, we speak about the World War II generation. And it's very common to call that generation the greatest generation. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. It was certainly wonderful. But what made people like that? Why did we have a society that immediately in the wake of being attacked, it wasn't partisan? And of course, there was partisan politics. I'm not denying that. But the people themselves, the men got up and went to war. Period. No. I'm going down to the recruiting office. If you didn't, you better have an amazing excuse or you would be shamed. There were men who couldn't go for physical reasons who killed themselves. Did you know that? Horrible. I mean, not recommending it, but that's the level of commitment, of patriotism. That's the fabric this society had. And what happened with the women when the men had to set down the wrenches and left the factories and went off to war? The women, not made for that kind of work, immediately went in. Oh, I'm going to build stuff. My country needs me. My husband needs me. Not my son needs me. I'm going to build planes. I'm going to build tanks. A fabric of a society, a social cohesion. How did we end up with a society like that? Strong families. It wasn't the government. It was moms and dads coming together, getting married, making babies, and then raising them. If you were to ask me, hey, Jesse, where will America be 100 years from now? I would request from you, if you had access to the information, one metric. I would not ask you who controls Congress, who's been the president. I wouldn't ask you the state of the border, the taxes. I wouldn't ask you anything else but one metric. What are the marriage statistics in the United States of America 100 years from now? If that number is high, if young men are marrying young women, making babies and staying together, the United States of America will prosper, thrive, and continue on for a long time. If 100 years from now, 20% of our society is married, the United States of America is finished. It probably won't even be here anymore because that is the foundation. Now, maybe, I doubt it, but maybe you have a problem with what I just said. Maybe, instead of a problem, let me put it this way. Maybe you disagree with what I just said. That's fine. Obviously, you're allowed to have your own mind. But you know who agrees with what I just said? Every single word of it? The communist. The communist knows what I just said is true. He knows it for a fact. He knows that a good nuclear family, that is how you keep a nation together, and that is how you keep the people happy and prosperous. He knows that for a fact. And because his goal is the destruction of the country, is burning it down, he has sought every single avenue he can possibly find to destroy it. He has not destroyed it here, but he has wounded it deeply. And we're about to have a talk about young right-wing men versus young left-wing women. Before we have that talk, let me talk to you about time and money. If you're an employer, your time is money. You know that. And it's precious. You don't have all day to sift through resumes when you're looking for somebody. You're busy. You have so many things going on, so many things that demand your time. You don't have time to dedicate days on end to finding someone great. And ZipRecruiter knows that. ZipRecruiter is dedicated to saving you that time and saving you that money. ZipRecruiter, they'll find you the candidate that matches for your job, several of them. Not overwhelming you, they'll find you the best ones, they'll put them in front of you, and they'll do this immediately. The most jaw-dropping stat I think I've ever heard in my life is that 4 out of 5 employers find someone day one. You're not months away from that employee you need. You're tomorrow away. If you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. That lets you try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. I did mention that halfway through next hour, we continue our tournament of crappiest countries in the world. I'm so excited for that. And I will get to a bunch of emails and things. Before we get to that, I have to continue our talk. In case you're just now joining us, I just talked in the open about how the building block, the foundation of every society is nuclear families. Today, tomorrow, yesteryear, that is the foundation of every society. And if your society has that, you will prosper and you will grow. And if you lose that, you will falter and you will disappear, period. America, 100 years from now, that's the only statistic I need to know. So NBC News Decision Desk did a poll of Gen Z adults, 18 to 29. And I want to pause here for a moment in the interest of accuracy. First of all, these numbers, these are younger people. That does not mean they're dumb, but that does mean things will change a little as they get older. They're really bad. They'll hopefully get a little better, but some of them are going to get a little worse. And it was kind of doing a poll on the differences between, well, they polled a lot of things, but specifically men who voted for Donald Trump, young men, 18 to 29, versus women who voted for Kamala Harris. Men who voted for Donald Trump, important to personal definition of success. The poll asked them, this, what will make you successful? What do you consider success? You know what the number one answer is for men who voted for Donald Trump? Young men, 18 to 29, having children. You know what the number one answer is for women who voted for Dome, for Kamala Harris? Having a fulfilling career. Do you know what the least important factor was for women who voted for Kamala Harris? Having children. The most important factor for men, Republican men, was the least important factor for Democrat women. So let's talk about why. We already talked about how important it is to have nuclear families. Doesn't mean it has to be you, but it is everything for a society to have a bunch of them, to have that be the bulk of society. The communist, as I said, even if you disagree with me, the communist doesn't. He knows that. And so if you're going to break up a nuclear family, how do you do this? What's the best way to do this? Well, let me tell you what communists understood in the Soviet Union. The same thing they understood in Cambodia. The same thing they understood in East Germany. The same thing they understand in China. And the same thing American communists understand now. If you are going to infiltrate the family unit and break it up, the easiest way to get in there is through the women. Now, stop for a moment, because maybe you think I'm being standard misogynistic Jesse, and that's not the case actually right now at all. It's not because women are communists naturally, or because women are stupid, or because that's not the case at all. Women have two distinct characteristics that generally make them different than men. It's how God created them. And those two characteristics are this. A, they are more inclined to be peacemakers and people pleasers. When you have an extra Bud Heavy at a party and you start yelling at your buddy, it's most likely going to be your wife, your girlfriend, who steps in and says, hey, it's okay. Hey, let's calm down. We don't want to fight. It's not a bad thing. You know, men and women are supposed to be different. You work with each other. It's a good thing. But of course, it can be manipulated for evil. That's one. That's A. B, as we've discussed before, women are created with a motherly nature. Does not mean all women will be mothers, but if you are a woman, you are created with it. This inherent instinct to care for something weaker and smaller, to nurture it, to protect it. What communists figured out a long time ago is they can take advantage of those two things. She will want peace, calm down, hey, back off, so he knows he can get loud, he can get mean, and her inclination is going to be to try to calm the situation down instead of fighting it. And he knows he can take that wonderful, nurturing nature of you. If you are young enough, dumb enough, get caught up with the wrong friends, he can take that wonderful, nurturing nature and he can turn you into the mother, not of your child, of his cause. Instead of the mother of your baby, you are the mother of the illegal. You're the mother of the career criminal. You're the mother of this. You're the mother of the earth. You're the mother of, and you will fight and protect it. As I've said before, that's why you sent your beautiful 18-year-old daughter off to college, and 2 years later, you got a 300-pound lesbian with her head shaved who hates you almost as much as she hates God and doesn't celebrate Christmas anymore. They took her wonderful things, the wonderful things inside of her, and they twisted it. And they've been doing this to American women for years and years and years and years. And the net result is disastrous. Doesn't mean it has to stay this way, but right now it's disastrous. We'll continue on this. We'll finish this up here in just a moment. Before we finish this up, I want you to take care of your dog too. We do love them, don't we? We love them. And most definitely they love on us. Fred certainly does. So what do we do? What do we do for their health? We give them dog food. That's what we do. Dog food. Over and over and over and over again. And then they turn 10 and they die of cancer. And we wonder why. This hurts. I wish I had another year. I wish I had two. I wish you had Rough Greens. America's number one dog supplement will keep your dog healthy. Will keep your dog alive longer. Rough Greens is packed full of nutrients. Nutrients your dog does not get from his dog food. Stuff your dog needs. Less scratching, better digestion, more energy, fewer trips to the vet. You want a free jumpstart trial bag? Go to roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 214-ROUGH-DOG, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, and you should, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. In fact, I'm going to get to some of those emails here in just a second. Before I do, I want to finish this up. The communist has been attacking women, using women and their nature to destroy the nuclear family in this country for a very long time. Now, we have Democrat women and Republican men who are as opposite as the sun and water. They are black and white, complete opposites. Men, number one priority, having children. Women, last priority they have, having children. And the net result, of course, is not just misery for men and misery for women. The net result is they're not getting married. Of course they're not getting married. Their values don't align. They're not getting married. They shouldn't get married. Their values don't align. Now, that foundation of society that we discussed in the opening, it's gone. It's broken. It's breaking. And we have to change it. So I'm going to move on, do some emails and other things here in a moment. I haven't done many of those in a while, and I want to get to that, and there's some great ones tonight. But a couple things. My sons are not allowed to bring Democrats into my home. They date. I don't care if you don't like that. And look, they can go do what they want when they're 18. I'm not their Lord High Commander. I'm their father. But a Democrat woman will never come into my home. I've already discussed it with them endlessly. And that's not for any other reason than this. Because I love them. And a woman like that will destroy your happiness. And most likely she'll turn you into a communist. But even if you're strong enough to not, she will destroy your happiness because she's unhappy. She hates herself. She'll end up hating you. And life is miserable. So one, my sons are not allowed to bring a Democrat woman home under any circumstances. She is not welcome in my home. Two, be careful with your baby girl. I know you love her. You have protected her, nurtured her, taught her values as best you can, right? We're only human beings. We do the best we can. I know all that. Please do not think that stops when she turns 18 years old. Look, they're after her on Instagram. You don't need no man, girl. They're after her. Her society all around her, they're after her, circling her like wolves at all times in an effort to destroy her, in an effort to turn her from the wonderful person she is into an evil communist demon who will destroy this country as fast as she possibly can. They are after her. Daddy, I want to go to Berkeley. It's my dream. No. Find it in you to say no. Find it in you. Not because you hate her, because you love her so much. And because you understand you would never take her to the zoo and throw her in the gorilla enclosure. Therefore, don't send her to UCLA. For Pete's sake. We've got to be more careful with these girls. Protect your young women, not just on the train in Charlotte. Protect your young women. Let's do some emails. I know that was heavy. We have a bunch of other stuff I want to get to. We'll make fun of Stacey Abrams, talk about communists lying about everything, using your values against you. We'll try to decide who we hate more, the Chuck Schumer types or Jasmine Crockett types, but we're not doing any more of that right now. Let's get to this. Hey, connoisseur of crappy countries. He said the subject of this one is stuff you didn't mention about Haiti. I'm not sure I agree with Haiti beating out Yemen, but you neglected to mention several things about the hellhole known as Haiti, those being their awful slave revolt, which was their revolution, the frequent earthquakes, the sick voodoo religion. How could you gloss over those? I love the show. Look, the crappiest country in the world tournament has to be condensed. If we were going to sit and list every horrible thing about every one of these countries, it would take ages. But I thought maybe, just in case some people don't know, I should explain really a huge part of why Haiti is such a disaster. You know about the transatlantic slave trade. And of course, your American high school teachers and most definitely college professors told you that the United States of America was the only one doing this and we're the most evil country in the world. And no one else ever had slaves ever. But that's, of course, completely ridiculous and wrong. Hauling slaves from Africa into the Western Hemisphere was huge business. That's why today you have black people all over Caribbean islands, all over South America. This is the legacy of the Western Hemisphere bringing in African slaves as fast as humanly possible. And it was the different countries of the world, the countries that were large and powerful, France, you know, Spain, these countries, they were the ones who were taking over these various islands and territories, trying to extract all the wealth they could and whatnot. Haiti was one of those ones. It was governed by the French. Haiti produced something that was, honestly, when you learn about sugar in the old days, we don't think about the value of sugar because everybody has sugar in their house. I guarantee you have a jar or a sack of it laying around. Everybody does. My wife made a bundt cake today, just a big sack of sugar sitting there on the counter when I left. Sugar is nothing to us now. But sugar back then, you need to think about it like oil today. That's how valuable it was. The whole world wanted it, and you couldn't just make it in a lab. It wasn't readily available back then. Everyone wanted it. France got a hold of this place where you could grow sugar cane, a lot of it. We know it today as Haiti. Wasn't called that back then, but we know it today as Haiti. But processing sugar cane without machinery, which they did not have back then, is awful. Awful. They used this, I'll call it a curved machete. That's not what it's called, but it's the best way I can explain it. You have to hack it down. You have to shave it off. It is unbelievably labor intensive. And in order to do all this labor, they did what really everyone else did back then. You went and traded with African slave traders, which were also other African tribes, but we won't get into that right now. And you got yourself a new batch of slaves. You brought them over and they essentially worked them to death in Haiti. It was awful. It was subhuman the way those people were treated. Awful. Well, this went on for a very long time. And it created very, very odd divisions in the society as it went on. There were even mixed races known as mulattas, mulattoes, where they were half white, half black. They were kind of a separate class. Then there were the white class, and then there was the black slave class. And it was, and all this was terrible, and there was all kinds of torture and death and misery, and it was just awful. And this inevitably prompted a slave revolt, at a time when France, look, they were large and powerful, but they really were not ready to handle a revolt around the world when they were going through everything else they were going through. Don't think it was fast and easy. It took a very, very, very long time, this slave revolt, and there were people being buried alive, hanged on hooks, it's all kinds of hacked to death with machetes, all kinds of awful stuff. If you ever want to really dig into it, it's hard to find accurate accounts of it, but they are out there. It's an ugly, ugly, ugly affair. And at the end of this affair, the French essentially lost. Look, it's not quite that simple, but the French lost. But Haiti, the people of Haiti, brought something else with them. Demonic African religions, mainly I'm talking about voodoo. You know, the Dominican Republic, remember, shares an island with Haiti. Same demographics, same skin color, all that. Dominican Republic thrives. What do they believe? Well, they're all Catholics. What's the difference between the two? It's not skin color. It's religion. Haiti's a demonic, devil-worshipping hellhole, and that's why they eat cats and each other. It's a horrible place in every way. Let's stop that. Let's talk a little bit more about crime. Before we talk crime, I'm trying to decide who I hate more. That'll be healthy. Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Tuesday. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We're going to get back and talk a little bit more about crime, but it's going to be kind of a different way than we were discussing it yesterday. That's going to be in just a little bit. Before we get to that, so I was thinking, sometimes I have these thoughts when I daydream. I'm a huge daydreamer. It's one of my specialties. I was thinking, Chuck Schumer, those types. I'm naming Chuck Schumer, but there are many of them. Elite communists. The ones who don't believe in anything, but they speak the words. They know the words they have to speak. They know the things they have to say. Who do you hate more? The Chuck Schumer types who don't believe in anything but they say it, or the real true believing animals. The BJ, the Brandon Johnson types, the mayor of Chicago. Black people built Chicago. It's ridiculous and stupid and not true at all. But who do you hate more? You have Chuck Schumer. He doesn't even necessarily pretend that well that he's into whatever he's saying. Chuck Schumer knows that AOC is always lurking in New York. He's constantly worried about her primarying him from his left. And so he hasn't changed any of his beliefs. He doesn't even have any beliefs. But he knows he has to sound like Fidel Castro now and use the most over-the-top dramatic language all the time possible. And he says things like
Donald
this.
Donald Trump has steered our economy straight into an iceberg, and the SS Trump is sinking before our eyes. And I warn my Republican colleagues, the longer you remain aboard, the greater the danger you face of sinking with the ship.
Remember that photo op he took? I think it was Independence Day, but don't quote me on that. I forget what the occasion was. Remember the photo op he took? Just a complete lizard person. If you don't remember it, here's what it was. Chuck Schumer posted a picture of himself on social media standing in front of a grill. On that grill, there were a bunch of burger patties. Only it was obvious to anybody they were not cooked. If the grill was on, those burger patties had been on the grill about 5 seconds. That's if the grill was even on. They were obviously raw burger patties. And on top of one of the raw burger patties, there was a slice of cheese. So it was obviously just a photo op, but it was more than just a deceptive photo op. Nobody, most definitely not Chuck Schumer, the lizard person, looked at the slice of cheese on the uncooked burger and said, that doesn't seem like something a normal person would do. We should maybe cook the burger first, or do, it just never even occurred to them. Complete lizard people. But then there's the true believers. These are the ones Chris hates the most, I should point out. He already chimed in. Jewish producer Chris hates them the most. He says, without the true believers, people like Chuck Schumer wouldn't exist. I don't necessarily disagree with that somewhat. These types, who do you hate more?
I want to be clear that, like, law enforcement isn't to prevent crime. Law enforcement solves crime, okay? That is what they are supposed to do. They are supposed to solve crimes, not necessarily prevent them from happening, per se.
The Jasmine Crocketts, the true believers, or the Chuck Schumers? Anyway, not even sure why I went there, but I do think about this. Who is more responsible? Unlike Chris, I lay more feet at the blame of the Chuck Schumers. And here's what, Chris? What? More feet at the blame. More blame at the feet, Chris. You know, I don't need you correcting everything I say. You're so stupid. Anyway, I lay more blame at the feet. Like I said the first time, Chris heard it wrong. I lay more blame at the feet of the Chuck Schumer types. Because the true believer types are generally really stupid. Look, your liberal Aunt Peggy, the Democrat in your life who believes MSNBC, she's kind of special needs. No, I didn't mean that insulting Chris. No, I didn't mean it. No, I didn't. I mean, she needs help, like eating soup. She needs help. She's not a human being that has what you have. She doesn't have the intellect or even really the desire to wade through the lies. She's like I want you to think of your liberal Aunt Peggy as a dog that lost its leg. And now it's one of these tripods that's hopping around. That dog needs one of those little scooter things they can give it where it can use wheels. That's you. You need to help her. You need to be those wheels. That's what she needs. She's a three-legged dog, whereas Schumer knows exactly who he is. He knows exactly what that dog needs, but instead of giving that dog help, instead of giving that dog wheels, he's chosen to inject it with rabies. It's totally different. You, here's what I want you to put inside of you. I want you to put chalk in you. That's what I want. I want chalk inside of you. I want you to feel different. Full, if you will. Full of energy. Full of focus. I want that cloudy mind of yours to clear up. You might not even realize that your mind is foggy. You might not even fully register how lacking in energy you are, but that's because chalk isn't in you yet. Chalk makes the best natural herbal supplements I have ever had in my life, and I've had a lot, and chalk has changed my life. Again this morning, breakfast tacos, coffee, chalk. It's practically a ritual in my house. Breakfast tacos, coffee, chalk. 3 years. I'm asking you to take it for 3 months and tell me how you feel. I take a male vitality stack. You take what you want. Go to chalk.com/Jesse. CHOQ.com/Jesse. Now, let's talk a little bit more about crime since we're all discussing it. And Vince Congolese, who's a very sharp guy, I saw he went and dug this up. This is Robert Conti. He's a former police chief. This is him talking in 2023 about how, hey, it's just a small percentage committing all these crimes.
What we got to do, if we really want to see homicides go down, is keep bad guys with guns in jail. Because when they're in jail, they can't be in community shooting people. So when people talk about what we're going to do different or what we should do different, what we need to do different, that's the thing that we need to do different. We need to keep violent people in jail. Right now, the average homicide suspect has been arrested 11 times prior to them committing a homicide. That is a problem. That is a problem.
The average homicide suspect has been arrested 11 times. You know what cops will tell you? Cops who've been working a beat for a while, they know when they're teenagers who's going to turn out to be a killer, who's going to end up in prison. Why aren't they? Let's talk a little bit more about the network. We already talked about the motivation last night, why communists want this violent crime. Let's talk about the network behind it. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.